I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. We've got segments that you can hear with Dr. Husing that go back more than 5 years at our website, kvcrnews.org. In addition to our weekly conversation, lots of business, government, and other community leaders around the region have year after year for many years attended Dr. Husing's annual State of the Region and Economic Forecast Luncheons. And anyone familiar with Dr. Husing's talks knows that at every presentation, he gets around to defining what an economy is, and he has used the same particular charming, very California-esque, but perhaps old-fashioned analogy, which, as we hear now, apparently he feels he has to update for the 21st century.
I've used repeatedly the idea of there are two levels to any economy. And so when I was giving my talk this time, I said, conceive of this. On the moon, they find important minerals. They find gold.
That's right. First of all, let's just explain this because, you know, people have been listening to you for a long time.
Right.
Every year, they wait for the gold mine analogy. Now, let's pretend that the region is a gold mine and it's the gold mine that provides the money to the region. You've decided to get rid of the gold mine. You've scrapped the gold mine.
I scrapped the gold mine, frankly,
going on because, to the future.
Because so many... My wife, actually, when I said, I'm scrapping the gold mine, cheered. She's been listening to it for over 30 years.
Well, then, what is going to be the new analogy that you are going to use to show how money comes into a community and creates an economy?
Well, let us pretend that people are living on the moon now.
The moon. We're going from the gold mine to the moon. Okay.
Gold is discovered. Okay. And so they ship the gold back to Earth, and up comes money on a rocket, and the money helps give a payroll to the people digging up the gold on the moon. That's the basis for any economy. They've now got money. Well, what do they need? Well, say they want pizza. So we open a pizza parlor on the moon. The people working at the pizza parlor only have jobs because of the gold mine. Take away the gold mine, no pizza parlor. We open the moon saloon. Now, why do we open the moon saloon? Because the people working on the moon want to relax. The people working at the moon saloon only have jobs because of the mines. So it's the mine because it brings the money to a place that then causes other things to happen. We divide these two parts into the basic economy, which brings the money, and the secondary economy, which basically recycles it. Mm-hmm. So when we study our economy, that's what we have to look at. We have to look at what are the sectors that bring the money here, and then there's a secondary group of sectors that grow as a result. What are the key sectors that bring the money to the Inland Empire that power the rest of the economy? One of them is not actually a sector, and that is 21% of our workforce on a daily basis leaves the two inland counties and goes to the coastal counties to go to work, and they bring their paychecks home.
And that was what percentage again?
That's 21% of all workers in the Inland Empire leave. And by the way, that number has been a constant. Going all the way back to 1990, it's been 21%.
I'm just thinking that so many people, I mean, on either side of the divider between inland and the coast, would think that that would be a higher number, that more people in the inland
it's one out of five.
Wow.
And it's been one out of five all the way back to 1990. Hmm. And it really hasn't changed. What's changed is who's commuting. Who's commuting now tend to be people who work in offices. It was blue-collar workers and technical workers earlier. Hmm. But that part of our economy is so completely matured that when you look on the freeway today, you're much more likely to see somebody with a tie than a workman's shirt.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's a big shift. So that's an important piece of the puzzle. How does it grow? It grows as the population grows. But so there's more people commuting mm-hmm. because the population is and the workforce is larger, but the share hasn't changed.
It's still about 1 in 5.
About
leave
1 in 5.
IE to go yeah. And then have to come back to live.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right.
Next week, we are going to come back down from the moon to the Inland Empire, and Dr. Husing will begin detailing the economic sectors that bring the money into the IE that make our economy here. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.